Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real. It is Sir Aaron Carter on the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Come sail away with us. Antlion is what you're listening to if you have the best headphones on right now. Hear the roar. Wow, you didn't have it? Didn't have it? Okay, didn't have it in yet?
I made fun of last time. I'm not going to try it again.
Never be afraid if you're made fun of, sir. Let me tell you a little secret.
Is this
I was made fun of. I was made fun of as a kid.
I was made fun of as a kid.
Little known fact.
I think we all were.
I just made fun of you not that long ago.
Exactly.
I know. We'll get to
that.
See? Well, hold on to that, Jim.
Wow. Corey Vincent is with us, everybody.
Hey, what's up, pizzas? Now, I'm on a diet, and have you ever calorie counted?
Yes, I have, and then I lost count and just decided to eat whatever the hell I wanted to.
Yeah, well, it's not that easy for me. I have to go into this hardcore calorie counting. Why can't they take the MyFitnessPal calorie counter and apply it to a video game? Like, give me what? Boosts if I stay below my calorie limit.
There is something kind of similar to that for the Apple thing. It's called Bitocracy.
I want it to be like, protein boost, like if you eat a steak. And, you know,
well, I mean, you get
buffs, yeah, so you can eat like fries and be okay.
Yeah, if you have a lot of fiber, you get like poop booze.
That's so horrible.
Oh well, that's all I got. Those are my thoughts for today.
That's terrible.
The show's over, everybody. Thanks for watching.
The man that stole the second Ant-Man suit, David Webb, is here.
Hey,
everybody,
what's going on?
Why are you dressed like a thief?
This is why.
Well, let us know, please.
We were playing Smite and we got off, and I was like, oh shit. I gotta leave. So I threw on a sweater and a hat, and I left. Did not look in the mirror.
At what point did you try and kidnap Kevin McAllister?
It was about halfway here. That's why I was late.
Okay.
Because I had to make a stop.
I wear the beanies, usually.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, as of lately, you've been wearing more and more beanies.
I used to wear them a lot, like before the show and everything, and I stopped wearing them, and then I started.
Oh, there you have it.
There you go.
After a long hiatus, she is back. The double M, everybody. Madison Mata, everybody.
Hello.
Got to go right up to that mic. New mic
right,
now.
Put your mouth
hello,
right.
Hi.
There you go.
Now, let's get into some business.
Yeah.
We got to take care of this. Madison, the first thing she said to me is like, where did you guys go? I felt so bad. Go ahead. What happened today between you and Young Webb?
Young Webb.
Wait. What?
Well,
you're very involved in this.
I'm involved in this.
Yeah.
I was so rude and insensitive.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't
I mean, you yeah, me you were.
Explain.
Damn.
Explain. Explain.
Oh my goodness. Corey, you're making this so awkward. Okay.
Oh, was it the large joke?
It was a fat joke.
Okay.
Wait, I love how Webb calls it the large joke.
No, because
like the all sensitive one, like calling
what it is.
Like calling a black guy African American is like calling a fat guy large.
No, because what she said.
That's horrible.
Okay, I know what was going on. So, when we were in the chat, I was trying to multitask. So I was reading something, and I kind of heard you say it, but the way I took it was like complimental, if you will, not.
Like, not that she was calling you big, but that was big of you.
No.
Oh, okay.
More like because we're going to bang Webb.
Good
and
Lord.
And so she said, good thing that he's large enough. And I was kind of like, okay, well, that was a weird thing for Madison to say, but whatever. And then you laughed and you said something. I was like, oh, I think that was a fat joke and not the way I was taking it. Whatever.
Well, anyways.
So I was going fat. You were going gross.
Yes.
So, two miss.
Oh,
two miss. Yeah.
There you
get
go.
That one, Corey?
Well, I know it was Webb, and it was like, it's not like common for a girlfriend who doesn't know you very
it
well
wasn't.
To be like, yeah, he's got a huge dick.
That's why I was like, well, that was, That was weird, but
thanks.
I guess we're on that level now. I mean, usually me and friends hang out more before that topic is
you
brought up.
You should
have
just left it alone. You know, maybe he would have went on thinking it was great.
No, I did catch on. I caught on like a little while later, and I was like, "Oh no, that was a fat joke."
As always, everybody, the final member of the VGB here day in, day out, even when we're not even live. The chat, everybody.
Hi, hello, chat. Hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Exactly. It has been very cold as of lately. Is everybody feeling that, that breezy?
That's why I'm wearing a beanie.
Apparently in the East Coast, if you're listening to us tonight and you're bundled up in your igloo in on the East Coast, like New York or Florida. No, not Florida. It's probably New York, Maine, up north.
Florida.
You know? Apparently, it is snowing like crazy. So I've been seeing a couple of articles online. Oh, here's a couple of games you should play, you know, while you're all bundled up in
do they have power? Yeah, I mean, I would assume it's something like
that. Yeah, off of snow, right?
Yeah.
Powered forever.
Damn it, we ran out of snow. Can you go put more snow in the snow generator?
That's not what the... Okay, whatever. So I pose a question to all of you guys.
Oh.
If you were stuck for 3 months in your home because of a snow blizzard... And you can only have one game because you had Gamefly and the guy froze right outside your door delivering your game.
No, he just took it off his hand and shut the door.
There's no internet connection. There you go. See? Now she's getting it. What game are you playing? What game did the Gamefly delivery guy kill himself to get to you?
Wait, are we using drones at this point?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Because Gamefly, they use human beings. That's how they set themselves apart.
From, all right. I
from
like
the
it
rest
either.
Of it.
I
yes.
like it. Okay.
So he's frozen at your door. You have to chip out this game out of his hand.
And then just shut the dead body.
And then,
and
yeah,
leave
I
the
mean,
dead body
he
out
did
front.
His job. So it's, you know, it's done.
And I've got 3 months.
And you got 3 months. Yes, just 3 months. We're going like a kind of season thing, you know. 3 months.
I mean, that's easy. It's Fallout 4. Come on.
Wow.
That's the one game that's going to keep you, occupied for 3 straight months.
Madison for Fallout 4.
All right, that's fair.
That is fair. Yeah. That is very fair. Good choice. Good choice.
It is.
Webb, how do you beat it?
See, I wasn't even thinking of any of the current games because I kind of figured most of them need an internet connection.
That's
but I
what's
guess
tough. Yeah.
Fallout. I don't think you do. Do you?
Nah, it's a single player game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I can't top that. I might have to steal that. I was gonna say, without a current Gamefly doesn't do N64. I was gonna say Star Fox 64. Yeah. I'd play that forever.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'm gonna change it to Fallout because you don't have to have the internet.
Okay, so cop out 64.
Yep.
And we got you, Corey. Well, 3 months, frozen dead body outside your door.
You know, I feel like it's gonna be a long time, lonely. I see myself like being alone, stuck in this house. So I'm gonna need a game with some female companionship. So I'm gonna pick a dating sim.
Oh, just any old dating sim.
Anyone, even one with pigeons.
Your
that's
wife.
That's
your wife isn't in this scenario.
Clearly not. Apparently,
she was the Gamefly delivery person.
She was
the, who froze.
Wow.
I'm going with...
What is this, like, Snowpiercer where people freeze to death if they leave the train?
Exactly.
Yep, exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is.
Captain America eats babies, guys.
I watched the Everything Wrong with Snowpiercer on YouTube. That movie is... It seems like there's so much bad with that movie that he shouldn't have ever made that. Chris Evans?
Yeah. No,
he shouldn't
yeah.
have made that.
But, I mean, then you wouldn't have that amazing monologue.
Oh, where he confesses and everything like that?
About eating babies? Come on, it's Captain America, guys.
That's so terrible. That's so terrible. Where was I? Because now I'm off track from the whole freaking...
Aaron, what game would you pick?
Oh, what game would I pick? I would probably go... It has to be someone with replayability.
Persona 5.
So I see I've never actually even played Personas. Not 1 through 4 or even 5.
It's Persona 5's not out yet.
Oh, well, see,
but
there you go.
But it's coming.
See?
Oh, it's coming.
I had no idea.
That was very
creepy. You see, there she goes again, making those kinds of jokes.
We were talking about that. We were talking about Madison's voice like coming through the headphones. No matter what she said, it was just like she has a very like the equivalent of Aaron's voice for a female.
So like, we are going to dub porn, apparently.
Yeah, if you two could dub, like, so much anime porn. What's it called?
Oh, hentai.
Hentai. Yep. Came up with that one really quick.
Could, we could get paid.
That was a test. Web and you failed.
We could make wow.
I've been hanging out with Larissa for too long.
The chat says Skyrim.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII is another contender. Red Dead Redemption got seconded. A lot of people into the Red Dead. SSX for the 360 and PS3 because that's my winter jam.
What was the last one?
SSX. Tricky.
Stop it.
Tricky.
I thought they were going to make another one.
Snowboarding? You're going to play a snowboarding game while it's snowing
outside. I know. Pick like a hot game. What's, like a game that takes place in hell. Pick Diablo.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, Diablo is in seasons, right? Nobody knows? Nobody knows?
Yes.
I don't understand that. Somebody
yes,
please explain to me the seasons of Diablo. Because
oh,
Jerry
man.
Was like, oh, I want to get back on this game. Because season 3 or whatever is up now.
I haven't been playing since they ended season 1. Had like that mini like month-long season 1.5 and then moved on to season 2. So it's basically like you start up a season character and you get all this like special loot that you can only get during that season.
Oh.
And some of it's like named or legendary or whatever.
But you do need an internet connection, right?
Yes, you do okay, need so an internet connection to play some Diablo.
That's off my list then.
Yeah. So yeah, you get that legendary, you get that special loot in the seasons, and then at the end of the season, so you've got like a whole different loot role system for the season characters. And at the end of the season, those characters, from what I understood, are no longer season characters. They just go into normal characters, and then you have it go. It, all that loot gets like rolled into the normal loot system.
Hmm. Oh. It's tricky.
Interesting. It's they don't tricky. Do that with a lot of games. That's interesting.
I'm not 100% on that. That was just from what I understood when I was playing it.
Oh, the internet will correct you.
Like a year
yep.
ago.
The internet
a year
will.
Ago.
They will go out of their way
correct
to correct
yes,
people.
Yes, internet. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
They will send you personal emails and
hate
everything.
Mails.
Yeah.
Hate mails. Of course, because I have a vagina.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that is like deadly on the internet is to be wrong and have a vagina.
Yeah, that's quotes, very true.
Quotes yep. from Madison. Put that on a t-shirt,
put that in
everybody.
A book.
Yeah.
got real for a second there.
Psalms.
Terrible.
The Ten Commandments of the Double M.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All right, let's get right to it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Did you guys know McDonald's has something very interesting coming out?
Is it the McRib?
This is the people who made the McRib, so it could be anything.
McDonald's goes where nobody needed to go by creating the McCoco potato.
Oh, yes. Chocolate-covered French fries.
Chocolate-covered Frenchy fries.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Because
he's like, I'm excited
second
already.
Second, I upvote that. No, because chocolate I dip my French fries
delicious.
That. And I dip my French fries in Frosties at Wendy's.
See, I've seen that tradition on TVs, movies, and so forth, and comic books or whatever.
It's America Dream.
But I have never once dipped my French fry in my shake.
Oh, well, you're not white.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, it's a white
thing. I mean what gave it away?
I don't know. People who haven't seen you and just listened to the podcast.
They would think this sultry voice is the blackest of the black, I understand.
The biggest nerdy white guy they've ever seen.
The darkest of the nights.
This is even more reason why we need to start dubbing hentai.
Exactly. McDonald's announced that the launch of a new treat at its locations in where else? Japan.
Japan.
Yep. Exactly. Those looking for a sweet and salty dish, the McCoco potato is already here to satisfy. It's a classy twist on the Golden Arches classic French fries dish, adding chocolate drizzle atop a delicious salty fry. I'm going to have to say pass. That's just my personal
opinion.
Oh
my goodness. Have you ever had that like sea salt caramel chocolate?
See, I've never. See, I don't know.
Or just like salty brownie chocolate.
Oh, yeah, chocolate you don't like the caramel. Salt. The salt, like the.
Oh my! It's so good.
We need to have you a have sexy off between Aaron and Madison. I'm convinced. Wow. Like, we'll just choose random words for you both to say and see who wins.
And then all salty. Of a sudden, one of our listeners are pregnant.
One of the male or female.
We get an email saying, "Thank you, guys." for having that sexy off. Here's little Derek. He belongs to both of you two.
$300 a month.
Exactly.
All right, so everybody put condoms on your ears.
Exactly.
Before we go.
That works. Condoms on your ears.
It's only 99% effective, though. So
if it travels from your ear to your reproductive system.
Just think of the journey.
You need
that's like a Finding Nemo.
You need
all
to be
itself.
Exactly.
That's a Magic School Bus episode.
Pixar makes that, yes.
Pixar, get on
I've
it.
Seen that episode.
Yes.
Sammy the sperm works his way from the ear canal all
that
the way.
That is horrible.
He fights the boss, you know, at the
that's
vaginal
horrible.
Wall.
That is the worst. The worst.
Billy Rivers wants to know, what's Madison's favorite video game?
Oh, there you go.
Oh my
there you
goodness.
Go. Glad to see that Larissa is still here when she's not
that
still
is such
here.
A loaded question right now, you guys. That is such a loaded question. I just got done playing The Witcher 3 and freaking Life is Strange. I can't.
You can't pick between the two? One's an open world action adventure RPG. The other
they're
one is
so
Strange.
They're both
oh,
so
I thought
special.
She was saying that Life is Strange right now. Like
yeah,
after
Life
she's
is strange.
Finishing.
Yeah. No. Life is Strange is amazing. They're special. But overall in my gaming history, and I really like the one that I always like to revisit and play, and I will always like give it as my like point blank, like in your face answer, is Final Fantasy X always.
I've heard a lot of this as of lately. Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, everybody's saying it lately, but this has been my answer since I was 13 fucking years old. So take
wow.
it.
Wow.
Jeez, that was sexy. Take it.
Well, we know what Corey's into.
Yeah, no.
Taking Final Fantasy. Yeah.
Take this Final Fantasy, you fucker.
Terrible.
Take it. Take yeah, it. I've always loved Final
so
Fantasy.
So would you rather have a HD remake episodic Final Fantasy X or this Final Fantasy HD reimagining Final Fantasy VII episodic?
I, you know, honestly, I would have just liked if they added some online competitive Blitzball to their remake.
Oh, okay.
I see. Released a little bit ago, and I would have been happy. I don't need a new HD remake. That game is fine as it is.
Okay.
Oh, Billy Rivers says you're wrong.
Wow. Okay.
And
so
Final Fantasy 13 is the
let's,
best.
Let's ask an opinion.
Well, that was paraphrasing.
Well, 13?
It was paraphrasing.
13? I would like to see a remake of Final Fantasy XII, personally. That one is underrated, and I did not like the control scheme on it that much.
Oh, yes. I remember.
I tried to replay it, and I just couldn't get into the controls, and I couldn't adjust them to something that felt more comfortable, and that just bugged me.
Well, speaking of remakes or relaunches, Atari is bringing more than 100 classic Steam titles in their new Vault collection. Anybody Atari fans in here? Well, you will be after the new Atari compilation is coming to Steam this spring, featuring more than 100 retro games, including Asteroids. Everybody loves Asteroids, right? Competitive
love
Asteroids.
I missed that generation of
I'm on season 4 of
you're
Asteroids.
On season 4
yeah,
of Asteroids?
We're at season 4.
Okay,
you
bigger
than we're rotates. Not all 67 years old.
Centipede?
All the
what about Centipede, huh?
It's a good childish game.
That's my
song.
First.
That's all it is.
Missile Command,
game.
Right? Right?
Right.
Tempest?
Space Invader?
All right, you lost
sorry,
me.
Sorry, Space Invader's not on this one. Oh. I actually have no idea. It just Galaga? It gives me Centipede, Asteroids, Missile Command, Tempest, and Warlords. One interesting feature on this one, though, is they're actually updating him, and you're going to have some online multiplayer support.
No.
You say no, but think about all the compilations that come out for older games. Do they even give you that luxury?
No.
Exactly.
No, that's why I was actually, that was really like a no way. That's,
exactly.
It's impressive.
That's like the one thing that I want for old games to actually do is modernize their old compilations.
Well,
so if you got Super Mario Brothers 2 or something like that.
You want to play online co-op?
Not online co-op, but at least there's always two players on these old NES games. Why can't I have an online, you know.
Now you have Mario Maker.
Yeah, that's another good one. Yeah, Mario Maker. But like, okay, so old school original Mario, you know. Player one, player two.
Right.
You gotta wait your turn.
Yeah.
So if I'm playing online old school original Mario with you, I'm watching you do your run and then it's my turn.
Right.
But I'm at my home, you're at your home. Online. How simple is that? I know the code has to be simple.
Oh, so
like
we still have to wait our turn.
Yeah, you still have to wait your turn. You're getting that old nostalgic feel of you wait your damn turn until I die and then it's your turn.
Well, if you're gonna go as far as making it online, why not just play together?
You
have Mario and Luigi.
Because what if I want to watch you make the mistake first.
Okay, so we add.
Think about Twitch. Everybody's watching Twitch right now, right?
True.
You're at home looking at Twitch, somebody playing
the
game.
They're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
All 20 of them.
That's all you gotta do.
Hey, 20.
Same thing.
You know, Aaron, talking about the remakes, this is kind of like what we talked about with Janice Davis on her podcast.
Uh-huh.
Like, we just were on the Janice Davis podcast, The Gamer's Dominion, which I will link in chat. And one of the games that popped up was Resident Evil Zero.
Yes.
And we talked about how the last Resident Evil that came out, they did zero upgrades to it except a facelift and extra costume.
Exactamundo.
And they left the load screens. Why would you leave the load screens? Or at least give us the option to turn them off.
And it's one of those things where they were like, oh, well, we got to keep the genuine feel of the old school game. You know, give the new kids that type of thing.
But load screens sucked.
Yeah,
nobody liked load screens.
Who thinks of any game is like, oh, I remember those load
when
screens.
When I first, you know why I remember them?
That's
suck,
exactly
yes.
why I stopped playing Psychonauts.
But the reason why I liked the load screens back in the day when I first played the old original Resident Evil is because I always thought something was going to pop out. I was like, the developers are just going to put something, you know, to try to scare you right there.
The load screen ends and it's rah!
Yeah, or happened during it. I didn't know at the time that's what that was. Was it loading up the next little area of the game for me? I thought it was just like, this is building suspense for something that's going to happen. But, you know, you get older, you get wiser, and you find out that this was just
you
lazy
grow
developing.
Up.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, you know.
I remember in Tekken 1 or 2, they had Galaga as the load screen. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. If you have a little mini game while you're playing, you know.
More games should do that.
FIFA does that. When you're loading your
they do.
Your,
you're right.
You do free
it's
kicks.
Like a practice.
Yeah, you little practice kicks. I mean, hey, the more you know, everybody.
Which actually gives you, like, boosts your stats. Like, it actually does something. It's not...
Yeah, it's just beneficial.
Yeah.
It's beneficial. And that's what all games should be doing. So, if you guys like the ganja, you go to Amsterdam.
Yep, that's true.
Or Oregon.
Or Colorado.
Or Washington.
Humboldt
or Alaska.
County.
Or Sacramento,
Eureka,
California.
Eureka,
because,
California.
I mean, you usually just go anywhere you want because weed is everywhere.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so is gaming, everybody. But Amsterdam is doing the very first gaming hotel. Stay with me now, everybody.
Is
I hear,
like a
I hear
brothel
all the,
for video games?
Yeah, there's gaming hoes everywhere, and you just pick the one that's dressed like an Xbox, and you get to play with her all night long.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Push her buttons all
exactly.
night long.
The first hotel dedicated to serving gamers has opened up business in Amsterdam. It's called the Arcade Hotel. They couldn't be more creative with that name, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Is located in the city of... I'm going to butcher this Amsterdamian name.
He nailed that.
De Peepje?
What?
Perfect.
Right there. De Peepje.
That was the worst. That was probably
Wait,
the
okay,
worst
I try.
In anything.
Right here. Right here.
I'm.
De Peepje?
Even if they were trying to create a new Pokemon and someone said that,
it
they'd
does
say
kind
no.
of look like the Pulip. I don't really know how to say that little.
See? Pup
the
lip?
Little, yeah, pup lip.
Or poop lip or whatever.
Diamond Devil, you just got banged.
Hey!
All right.
Each of its 36 rooms includes gratis consoles and games. I don't know what gratis consoles.
How many consoles?
It just says gratis consoles.
You guests, get to keep them. Take them home with you.
Guests also can use loaner handhelds for multiplayer adventures at the hotel bar. There's a comic book library. That you can, you know, peruse.
I'm taking my Pokemon Go there.
You have to. You have to. Owner Daniel Salmovic told this website he's remodeled the hotel specialized for people who love video games. I wanted to create a place where the travelers and gamers feel like staying at their friend's house or at least at their parents' basement.
Yeah. I love Starless says Wi-Fi is only $50 a night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only.
I think free. I think that's what gratis console.
Is that what
free
the name?
Console.
Gratis free console.
So you don't have to, because I just Googled it, you
okay.
don't have to pay to play the game. You
oh,
have
okay.
to pay to play.
Unlike like the little snacks that they have in rooms where
oh, yeah,
it's
those
like
are $1,000
for peanuts.
Daniel
yeah.
Darkly just got banged.
Hey, Daniel Darkly.
I'm not sure why it's not playing the audio.
I don't know why.
Are we
either.
Not doing the wave when people subscribe anymore?
Madison's like, I've been wanting to do the wave since that last time
yes,
I was on the show.
Yes.
All right, let's do a wave. We got three of them because we had three new followers.
All right, so three waves around.
Yeah, three waves. All right, here we go. So it's going to go me, Aaron, Madison, and Webb.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa. And she didn't even do it.
I totally
weren't
she
you the
froze.
One?
Speaking of Ganja.
She froze so hard.
Weren't you the one who said?
She froze so hard.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Third time's a charm.
We're doing it now.
Right. First of all, that was the second
That was
time.
The first time.
Yeah, that was the first time. So this is going to be the second.
Jeez. Here we go.
My last name is Moda.
Chat suspects that there's some alcohol going around.
Yeah, little, this is not Red Bull.
Little drinky drinky.
I'm trying to cover for you, so. But I don't know how it's going to work.
Drink responsibly, everybody.
All right, you ready for the wave?
Let's go.
Ready, let's go. Let's do it.
One, two, three.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! And that was three.
Okay.
He's like, all right, get back to business.
The way a wave works.
She was just going up when I went up.
She was going
on a Tuesday.
Whenever the fuck she wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I'm not as good at it as... these kids from, have you seen that Kazoo episode yet?
Kazoo?
What?
What are we talking about?
It's on my DVR.
This kid with a kazoo. It's hilarious.
There's a full episode of something.
Of a kid with a kazoo.
On YouTube, sorry.
He just figured
out
a kazoo.
I call all YouTube videos episodes now.
They basically
That's accurate.
They basically
We do
are.
Drug tests on this podcast, by the way. So
coming up in the second segment.
Yeah. Before she leaves, she will urinate into a cup, and we will...
Drug test roulette.
One thing I didn't see in this article was the price of said hotel.
It would be crazy. Well, it's going to be in euros.
Oh, yeah. It's
so
oh, yeah,
even,
it's going
so,
euros, yeah.
So, let's... Wait, is it euros?
It's 50...
Amsterdam, I think, is euros, yeah.
Okay.
I think
so
the currency in Amsterdam.
If it's 50... Say it's 50 euros.
Okay.
It's going to be like $100 for us. It's almost twice.
Okay. I'm not paying that.
Yeah. So, more accurately, say it's 250 euros a night. We're looking at like $400 or $500 a night.
Yeah, they do use the euros. I just Googled it.
Cool.
So
nailed it.
There you go, everybody. Euros. Get your euros
Geography.
Ready. But I want to know, do they have the latest games? You know what I'm saying? Is the Wi-Fi strong? You know, that's exactly.
I don't want Wi-Fi. I want a landline.
Can I get, or yeah, is the landline.
I want to be connected.
Internet connection strong? I'll just put it that way. Can I get room service of a hot girl changing my games every time I need my game changed?
I need you to blow into my cartridge.
Exactly.
It's a like, disk search.
These are all things I want to know. These are all things I want to know. And then there's only 36 rooms.
And are the games in English?
And are the games in English? There you go.
Not
just
Dutch.
Totally skipped over that
I
one.
Like
yeah,
because he asked the real question.
That is the real question. Because I couldn't even say the name of the city it's in. Dipibja. All right. let's go through this next one right here. Everybody caught up on the Arrow and Flash saga on the TVs?
I've actually given up on the whole thing.
You fool.
Okay, tell me
I
why.
Never even gave it the chance.
See, she didn't even give it
the chance.
I friend zoned that shit so fast.
I saw...
not even a handy?
I saw the best video the other day on friend zones. It was a friend zone, like an AA meeting. But not for the guys that were in the friend zone, for the girls. And the guy that was running the meeting was like, all you lonely hoes are going to die lonely because you friend zoned all
you
the friend guys.
You friend zoned everybody,
yes.
Yeah.
And he was trying to like talk them through. It was hilarious. If you can find it on the internet, you should. This is why you should get back into watching The Arrow at least.
All right.
DC Comics announces Vixen is coming to Arrow.
I saw that.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Who is this?
Vixen is a... superhero who has the ability to take on the traits and characteristics of different animals. Why is she important?
So she's an animorph.
She doesn't turn into the animals. Though.
Oh, she just takes on the person.
No, she has like this little amulet or whatever, and like if she wants to be as strong as an elephant, boom.
Sometimes she could be kind of catty though.
Yes.
Is it like
have
the Jackie Chan
the
adventure
cat
talismans?
Of that Kylo Ren animal.
She has like that, yes. Exactly. Now you're getting it. She has a Jackie. Now you're getting it. She's Jackie Chan.
She's Jackie Chan from
She's
the
Jackie
animated
Chan.
Series.
It's taken,
oh, that's right.
It's taken four seasons, but Vixen is finally.
Wait, I seen that show.
Interrupted me.
Jackie Chan when he.
Larissa, you're here.
It's as if she never left. It's as if she never left. She's probably puking her guts out right now, channeling all her energy. So briefly joining the cast of Arrow, and the CW has released its first official shot of her, played by, I'm gonna just kill these names tonight, Megalyn Ichikunwoke.
Nailed it.
Yep. It's clearly African. Right there. Ichikunwoke.
Ichikunwoke.
Yep. Ichikunwoke, everybody.
It's canon.
Yeah.
I'm showing the people a picture of her.
She's pretty hot.
Pretty damn hot.
Yeah, here you go if you want to see Mrs. Mata.
Aight.
Yeah, right. She's aight. Ichikunwoke looks very pretty dope in her role. She stepped into the animated series Vixen, also opposite Arrow and lead Stephen Amell last year. She said, when I started thinking about her character, I really felt right and made sense because I do something... All right, I do sometimes live in the fantasy world where I'm a hero and I help people. That's what she told DC Comics.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Yeah, she had to be drugged. So you live in the fantasy world and you save people?
Hell yeah.
She said, I do feel like sometimes just in my regular life, I'm called upon to be strong one and be the heroic one.
I feel it.
Yeah, yeah. So what they did, I think last year, they actually had an animated series, which was a tie-in to the actual TV series for Flash and Arrow, where it was Vixen. She had her own little series or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But it was all animated. And I believe they had the voices of the Flash and Stephen Amell.
I started watching Clone Wars.
Did you?
Yeah.
The old school Clone Wars?
The animated one.
Ah. You know why I didn't watch that?
Why?
All prequel. Did not care about what happened in between episodes.
I don't know.
2 and 3.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, honestly, why? I started watching it because my kid likes the pew-pews.
Oh, well,
there
you go.
I watched a couple episodes, but it's way too campy for me. Like, the battle droids have, like, personalities. And, like, they tell jokes.
I've noticed that. And I'm like, why aren't they just, you know, just telecommunicating?
Roger.
You wanted them to be just soulless.
I wanted them to be like they were in the movie.
Yeah.
It's the one thing those movies got right were the battle droids.
Those battle droids are pretty annoying.
So, it looks like Arrow is ramping up for his next season or whatever, continuing the mid-season split, whatever they're doing or whatever.
Yeah, mid-season.
Did you see the new promo for it? International promo? Confirmed those rumors that somebody is getting a little wheelchair-y.
I haven't watched the mid-season finale yet of Arrow.
You know what? They just don't leave anybody dead. I saw a headline of a character coming back to Arrow, and I'm just done. Got killed. Now she's in the Heroes of Tomorrow. Another dude was supposedly, like, shivved in prison, and now he's coming back.
Who got shivved in prison? Oh, you're talking about his sidekick?
Oh, you're talking about Arsenal.
But that wasn't... No, that was a setup. That was a setup.
He never died.
He wasn't supposed to die.
It's all the same. They all never died. They went to an alternate dimension. It's all
Look, Ra's al Ghul is dead, is he not?
He'll be back.
As far as we know.
He's
going to come back and take Merlin...
Got it. Season 5.
I promise you he'll be back.
Yeah, I know. Season 5. I actually didn't like... That was probably the one thing that I did not like about Arrow. They handled Roz's character. Like, towards the end of his whole saga. Because I liked his introduction. Yeah. Loved. Absolutely loved. I watched that scene on YouTube. I've watched that episode on YouTube so many times. Right?
Episode on YouTube.
Where he fights him for the first time. Where Oliver fights Roz for the first time in the snow, and they're on the mountain.
I saw that. Yeah.
Was that the first time they fought?
The first time they fought. Because
that's when
he gets stabbed.
That's when he catches the blade with his chest.
And then he Hiroshima Kazushi from Tekken him.
Just because.
Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, yes, DC, that's right. Arrow could never beat Ra's al Ghul in a one-on-one fight. He would get stabbed in the gut and pushed off the side of a mountain. That's how you should, you know, handle it. But then fast forward through a whole season, and he's just he's on par. He's good.
He's on par with everything
he's
that
on
Ra's
par. Yeah, exactly.
Said.
What? He's on par with Ra's al Ghul.
Exactly.
No.
That's why I was like, I was done with that. I was done with that one.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know, it's the TV world. We're getting a black superhero, you know, coming anything in with
happen.
Vixen.
Anything
can happen. Somebody's in a wheelchair. Whatever.
Is Vixen... Okay, so I'm not as DC competent.
Okay.
Some people.
Okay.
Is Vixen like a big like character?
Not really.
So when they say it's taken four seasons and Vixen is finally here,
they're
that's
hyping.
Loose.
Okay. Yeah, they're loosey-goosey and okay. crap out of that one. DC also dropped their trailer for the Suicide Squad. Did everybody see that one?
Yes.
The second trailer.
I saw the drop of the
teaser?
No, the poster.
Wow,
yeah. Everything I see of this just looks stupider and stupider.
And see, Corey had a thing, because I said it's going to be in one of the top three hero movies of this year.
I don't know. Top five.
I'm going to give you top five?
I would say top five.
Okay, let's run down the list real quick. Superhero movies that are coming out this year. You got Deadpool, right?
Yeah.
You got X-Men Apocalypse, right? Yeah. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just
right, you're
naming
just naming
them.
The ones, yeah.
So Deadpool, X-Men, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Civil War.
Or Civil War. Yeah, close. Civil War. Yeah.
Winter
Soldier will be in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Captain America, Civil War. Is Doctor Strange coming out this year?
I thought he was like,
sorry, that's the
2019?
One I'm looking forward to. If you haven't noticed my thing with Captain America.
Yes,
yet.
I have, definitely.
You have a thing for Captain America?
Hell yeah, that guy is awesome and sexy.
And does he cuss?
I know, it seems like so opposite for you.
I know,
see.
Right?
Doctor Strange 2016.
Okay, so you got Doctor
so
Strange
year.
As
okay.
well.
Yeah.
You got Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm. No, Iron Man and Captain America are just my jam, and that's why Civil War is.
I think that's it.
Exciting.
I think that's going to be the best
and
one.
Suicide Squad.
So
Batman
exciting.
V Superman.
Me too. I agree.
You're done. Okay. I was going to say you're done.
Civil War, I think.
Oh no, yeah. Okay, I'm putting that one at top.
Yeah, Civil War is number one.
Civil War is definitely number one. You can't dispute that.
What do you got? Number two.
Number two, Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Yep.
I could agree with that.
I'm going Deadpool.
Do you think Deadpool would be tied for number one with Civil War? Do you think it's going to be that good?
No. Because Deadpool, it has the Deadpool-ness, you know, of an R-rated
That's
movie
accurate,
type
yeah.
of thing. It has also the roster of characters from the Marvel Universe
yeah.
that you can be like, okay, I like seeing those people that you don't really know, but I know, you know, Colossus in there,
yeah.
you know, and stuff like that. But the roster of Civil War, even though it's not as big as the comic roster, it's still...
You think it's just going to be more of an epic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kills.
No, that makes sense.
I think Suicide Squad might make it to the three spot, only because, just because there's a lot of superhero movies coming out this year, they're not all that great. Unfortunately, I think I'm ranking them Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
No.
Yeah.
Over Deadpool?
Oh, yeah, over Deadpool.
You're crazy.
Deadpool, then Suicide Squad.
So number four.
Yeah, probably four. And then X-Men Apocalypse, and then Batman versus Superman.
X-Men Apocalypse and Batman versus Superman are on the exact same level.
Yeah,
that's
gonna be
not on the list.
That's number, that's 20.
I think X-Men's going to be better than
five,
Batman
number
20. Superman.
They're both going to be terrible. That's like
that's
saying,
just because Olivia Munn is in
oh, you're
X-Men.
Right. Fuck.
That's like
no,
saying
never
that
mind.
Dog
that
crap is better than that dog crap.
You're right.
Because
never
it came
mind.
From a shih tzu.
The
and
new
that
X-Men
one
looks like shit. You're right.
Yeah,
I remember
it's all
now.
Terrible.
It looks like shit.
But here's
it
why Suicide
sad.
Squad is going to be at least number three.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Lay it on us. Will Smith.
Wait, so you're putting Doctor Strange in four spot?
Because I haven't seen anything for Doctor Strange. I trust Marvel 100%.
So this isn't a set in stone list.
Yeah, this isn't a set
this
in stone.
Is a
this
fluid,
is a soft.
As of right now,
this is a sand
what we're
list.
Expecting.
This
yeah.
is a sand list. It shifts.
Just sandstone.
I just really want to talk about Pride and Prejudice Zombie Hunter right now. Because
that
one.
I thought that was 2017, though.
No. It's.
Is this year?
It's February 5th. I want it so. I want to watch that one.
Here's why Suicide Squad will be number three. That one will be an awesome movie because I've seen trailers for that one. That will be an awesome movie. And it is based
oh
off
my
a
goodness.
Graphic novel as well.
Oh, my goodness.
But for
that's
superhero
so good.
Movies.
Yeah.
One, you're not taking any of the main known superheroes from DC
mm-hmm.
and putting them in the forefront of this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
isn't it?
It's not about Batman. It's not about Superman. It's not about the Green Lantern. It's not about
the
Flash.
League.
It's not the Justice League at all. They're background characters. Because I mean, if you think about it, all the main characters in the Justice League that are heroes don't really have a personality.
And these villains, they're not even I mean, are they main? Would you classify them as main villains?
They're not really main villains.
I've never liked any of them to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're just throwaway kind of characters. There. Right? Throwaway yeah. characters, except for like Harley Quinn.
I don't even freaking like Harley Quinn. Sorry.
But she's a fan favorite. But she, you can't deny. Look at Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Look at Sac Anime.
Yeah, look at Sac
look
Anime.
At Wizard
How
World
many
Comic-Con.
People
look
cosplay
at San Diego
as
Comic-Con.
This woman? She,
that's exactly why I don't like her. She's,
see,
like
she's oversaturated.
She's oversaturated.
Right?
So is Deadpool. We're getting a Deadpool and a Harley Quinn
exactly.
movie in the same year.
Exactly.
And that's why I think Deadpool's – I'm not going to enjoy it as much as everyone else will because I don't like Deadpool just to like Deadpool. I see him as a mid-tier character in
I think
the
Deadpool's better than Harley Quinn personally.
They're on the same level. They
to
can
me,
be.
They're
they
the
can
same
date.
Level.
They
maybe.
Can date.
They
maybe.
Probably have.
They're on the same yeah. level of annoyance, but I think that Deadpool is slightly more entertaining.
Okay, I can see where you're saying that. So, throwaway characters. We don't need them, right? So, no. They're not that important. We have decent actors playing the roles. Decent to good, I would say. Right? In the different roles.
If you call Will Smith decent.
Wow. And then you have the story, The Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which is notorious for cycling rosters of their team because they die. So no one's
right.
safe. Literally, headshots can take people out, and you're done.
So, somebody is bound to die.
No,
in
not
the movie.
Not somebody's bound to die. A lot of people are going to die.
Probably, it's gonna end up with Will Smith.
Probably,
as
yeah.
the only
most likely,
it's gonna be
Will
I
Smith.
Am Legend.
I'm
all
not
going
to bang it. That's like, the end of my story.
Like literally, Will Smith is probably the only one contractually that can not die in the movie. Him and Harley Quinn. Most
wait,
likely.
Will Smith's in this movie too?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
I was just talking to Jamie about that,
uh-huh.
dude.
I'm like, I guarantee it. Every time he like snipes somebody, he's gonna do his trademark. Woo!
Oh no! Yeah,
that was the most unenthusiastic we've ever heard. Every time you heard Will Smith go, "Woo,
woo!"
Yeah,
he's Ric Flair.
Yeah.
What is it that I am Legend was uh-huh. the yeah. one with all the yeah. Yeah. I just remember when that movie was in theaters, some guy yells out like "Circle Jerk" in that one scene.
Jeez, who the hell yelled out "Circle Jerk" in the movie theater?
Yes,
some douche.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't want to be in that movie theater. I'll tell you that.
That is the most I remember about that movie.
I read an interesting article about Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Because a lot of women are unhappy with the movie.
Because of Harley Quinn, right?
Harley Quinn and Katana. They're saying that never do you see Harley Quinn so sexualized.
That's a lie.
In like...
That's
the cartoon or in the comic.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, let's go.
That's all she is.
That's all she
well,
is.
Well, no,
yeah.
not. Sorry. Okay.
She's Joker
like,
Bang
dress,
Candy.
The way she's dressed.
She's Joker Bang Candy.
She's not as. But does she wear as skimpy as clothing as she does in the movie?
If they're going off of the
sometimes
old.
Skimpier.
If they're going off the old cartoon, no.
Yeah.
You can't. You can say
but
no.
What about the comics?
The comics.
Yeah, even worse. You can get
yeah.
away with more in the comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying that Katana should have she has armor, but she has more.
She
of
has a lot of different.
But
she has a lot of different looks in the comic
yeah.
book. They can't.
They do like 12 different costume changes with her
yeah.
guys. Come on.
And so, yet, I guess. And then the article I was reading, they were saying, but then like you have Killer Croc, who rarely ever has like a shirt on or anything, and he's like bundled up in like a jacket and a hoodie. And
did they not watch the new
that.
Trailer where he's shirtless, beating up?
It was
people?
Just an article I was reading. Because Ray Guns.
He was on Forbes.com, is what happened.
Yeah. Forbes again?
He was on Forbes Strikes Again.
Yeah.
I think it was Yahoo.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of looks for Katana.
That's your first problem. Is Yahoo even a website still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do people go there for?
They're.
Wait,
lost?
Yahoo's a. Yeah.
lost? Couldn't find Google.
They meant to type in Google.com.
Yeah.
And Bing is down, so they went to Yahoo.
They're illiterate. That's what it is.
Weird.
It occasionally asks to be the home webpage of Internet Explorer.
Oh, God. Is it still a search engine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a search engine.
Wow. All right.
If
search
Bing is still a
Google
search
it.
Engine, Yahoo.
Google it.
Google.
I'll Google Yahoo right now.
They'll tell you that is not
Bing
found.
It. So you can see, I'm not as familiar with these characters.
You guys
so
should
I wasn't entirely sure how accurate
guys.
That was. Because
bang it.
Harley Quinn, I've always seen as... A very sexualized character.
Spoilers right here. Harley Quinn, Will Smith, and Captain Boomerang will not die. The rest of them will die. That's basically what's going to happen. So there you go. Sorry to spoil the movie for everybody. That's how it's going to go down.
I don't even really want to watch it to begin with, so no, no offense taken.
But Corey already said it. The reason why it most likely will be the third anyway is because it's already a shallow pool of crap. So,
yep.
You know, there you go.
And I don't understand the Deadpool hype. I still don't get why everyone thinks it's going to be this fantastic
I think
film.
Deadpool is looking more entertaining than Suicide Squad, and that's it.
I'll give it that. Yeah, that's true.
I think it'll be a good movie.
It's not going to be better than Doctor Strange.
I don't know what Doctor Strange is right now.
I think
Doctor Strange looks kind of silly to me.
Doctor Strange, just that, even if, I don't know, that I'm hooked off of just that opening cinematic.
Benedict Cumberbatch is playing Doctor Strange.
Oh, yes. And the Cumber?
Yeah. What do we call him? Sherlock. I like him in Sherlock.
Yeah, the Batch.
What else?
The
Batch. What else have you seen him in?
Who?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wasn't he one of the Doctor Who's? I don't know.
No, he wasn't. So you're done. You see what I mean?
No, he was Sherlock.
He looks a little
Sherlock.
Bit,
so like I'm saying, I like him in Sherlock, but what
Khan.
Else is he in?
He looks
Star
a little
Trek.
Bit like that guy from Venture Bros who was living with the Dr. Orpheus.
Oh, yeah. He does look like Dr. Orpheus as Doctor Strange. He does. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good comparison. But I haven't seen him in anything else. Is he good in Star Trek?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
I would really like
good
to
in
see
Sherlock.
Venture Brothers rebooted.
Awesome.
That I would like to see rebooted.
He's going to be in Zoolander too.
Is he going to be in Zoolander too?
Yeah.
More Zoolanding?
Oh, the Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Cumberbatch is
good. And he was also Smaug. The dragon.
Okay,
the Hobbit.
that's not
oh,
even.
Oh yeah,
that's
I recognized
true.
Him.
Yeah, but
they
that's
used
not
his
even
face
a
on the dragon.
He looks
yeah, they
like
really
a
did
dragon
though.
Still.
Ed Sheeran
no, you
wrote
say that
the
sarcastically,
song.
But they did do motion cap.
Morph, yeah, you
yeah.
can totally see his face in there.
And
that's so stupid.
And Ed Sheeran wrote the song.
Ed,
what?
That fiery redheaded Irish kid?
No, I know who Ed
Ron
Sheeran
Weasley.
Is.
Ron Weasley.
Good lord.
Are we just naming gingers?
Yeah, no, that's basically what we're doing.
Andy Dalton. There you go.
I have no idea who that is.
Karen Gillan.
Sticking with the last little bit of
Ginger.
Actual movie news for comic books, Spider-Man's solo movie will be a web-slinging into cinemas actually earlier than we expected.
Good.
Coming out tomorrow, everybody. Go to your movie theaters. You didn't even know it was going down.
We just pulled a Bethesda.
You're just like the Oprah of superhero movies. Yeah. Look under your chair.
Everybody.
Everybody get Spider-Man. You get Spider-Man. You get Spider-Man.
One of the many reasons to be excited about Captain America Civil War is that it will feature the appearance of Tom Holland as the new Spider-Man, which I'm excited for. I want to see the little kid get his
the little tyke
glory.
Wait, we have an interesting comment.
Another
in the chat.
Spider-Man?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we got a new Spider-Man.
Madison, what's the name of the redheaded guitar player guy that you were just talking about? The
Ed
singer?
Sheeran.
Okay, yeah, that's confirmed.
Yeah, that's.
They're like, why does she say Ed Sheeran weird and wrong?
It's Ed Sheeran. Sheeran.
It's
Sheeran.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheeran. Oh, okay, sorry.
It's Ed Sheeran.
Because I read phonetically.
And it sounds, if you look at it with two E's, yeah, I can see why you say Ed Sheeran.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll allow it.
According to Variety, Sony has shifted the release date of the upcoming reboot from July 28th
Thank
to
you, Internet,
July
for correcting
7th.
Me.
So 11 days, or what is that, 21 days earlier?
And yet they postponed Star Wars.
Aww.
7 months. Unnecessarily, well, just because of greed.
I believe it's because it was going to drop the same day as Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Tell No Tales.
No, yeah, it was going to drop the same day as the next
Wait, they're making
Disney
a new
movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean
yeah,
too?
Starring Sam Jackson.
What?
He's going to have a purple lightsaber and everything.
And apparently there's going to be another Jumanji?
What?
See, nobody's...
They're remaking The Labyrinth, too, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're doing everything over.
Get an original idea, Hollywood.
It's too late, man.
They're
it's
milking
way
it.
Too late.
Fast and the Furious 7, guys.
Yep,
milking
you know
what?
It.
Do you think that this Labyrinth remake was even discussed a day before Bowie died?
It was discussed on his...
you think, like...
The second he passed away.
They're all right, like, guys. All right, guys, he's dead. Let's do it.
They were on his deathbed.
We don't have to put him in it.
You heard the flat line. Somebody looked over and said, Labyrinth.
Yep.
And they said, let's do it.
Labyrinth. That's exactly what you heard.
Labyrinth, boop. Oh, crap.
And
hang
Benedict
on. Boop.
Cumberbatch is going to take David Bowie's place.
Of course.
Who's
no one else.
Or do you think they'll actually get a new musician?
Goldust. That's who's taking his place.
Oh, God.
Gold Dust from the
WWE. No. Drake.
Oh, I'm
yeah. We're in it now, huh?
That's good.
Let's go to Madison, Cam. Let's just see what's going on over there.
Drugs. The psychedelic opening to Doctor Strange.
This is what opiates will do to you, people.
Please drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly.
Or don't.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We will get her an Uber back home.
It says, increasingly, Spider-Man's new release date is just 2 weeks after DC's solo Wonder Woman film. Jeez. There you go. And then, of course, you got the Justice League reboot. Or part one, I mean. Sorry.
No, sorry. Really quick. Starless says that Kanye should be the new Labyrinth.
He would, yeah. He won't sign on unless
he
wins. You
remind me of a man, huh? What man, huh?
He and Drake have to fight for the death.
Yeah.
Fight to the death.
No,
sorry.
They're
going to
fight for the death. Death will be in the Labyrinth. And they both are trying to kill themselves.
Death.
What is that movie with Key and Peele? Keanu? Have you seen the trailer for that?
No, yes. We were talking about that
yes,
earlier
I
today,
I
want though.
To see that one.
Yeah.
That looks good.
That looks pretty funny. It's coming out tomorrow, everybody. Go check it out in movie theaters.
It's a biography of Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, everybody.
They couldn't get the name right to Keanu.
That's a black cosplayer of Keanu Reeves.
Keanu. He's from
it's
Hawaii.
It's Keanu's
as well?
African yeah. brother, yeah. Keanu.
Terrible. Speaking of poop, everybody, did anybody buy Ark the Survival Evolved?
I did no, and I returned didn't. It immediately.
Did you? You didn't like the poop throwing?
I played it for
mechanics?
30 minutes and got my money back. I'm going to use it to buy Rocket League.
Oh, well, there you go.
I've heard Rocket League is really good.
Rocket League is amazing, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you can play split screen on Ark now on your Xbox One with a new update, everybody. So you can throw poop together.
The game wasn't even fluid single player.
This is why I brought this up, too. Because I had a coworker of mine, actually my boss at work, he asked me about Ark. He was like, my kids want to buy this game on the Xbox One.
I wanted it, too.
Yeah, but it's not finished, really.
No.
One of those early access games, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of them Steam Greenlight projects.
And so he was like, if I buy this, will they ever get the full game? And I was like, yeah, like.
Yeah,
you buy it. It's yours. Like what?
That's it. Like there's, you get all updates.
But I told him, I'm like, it's not a complete game. So they are gonna buy an incomplete game.
Yeah.
What he did with his kids next will blow your mind.
God damn it! He pooped his.
He threw poop at them in the game. No, wow. So I mean, it's one of those games where it doesn't come out and, fully. It's just like I'm really sick of this whole quote unquote early access. To video game stuff. It tricks so many people.
Thank you, Minecraft.
No. You can blame
greed.
I guess you can blame Minecraft.
Corporate America.
But Minecraft didn't Minecraft didn't say early access when it came out, did it?
Yeah. I mean it wasn't was early access. This game is unfinished. You're essentially buying access to the beta.
Yeah.
It's 15 euros now. Or it'll go up to 25 euros when the game releases. That's
and then when it hits American market,
I was like one of the first
dollars.
50,000 people to buy that freaking game.
But see, it evolved into a massive hit. And I think that's what people are rolling their dice on whenever they get these early access games. Is this going to be the next Minecraft?
That's the bar.
Yeah. And that bar is in space.
That's
so
what they try to do, yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to reach that bar anytime soon.
Minecraft.
No, that bar has been hit. Minecraft is wow. Like, you're not going to find you're not going to find another MMO that captivates people like World of Warcraft did. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Minecraft reminds me of a great Hitler joke. Have I ever told you guys?
Let's not do that.
Okay.
Hitler joke? That's so terrible. Right. That's horrible.
Fine.
Who likes the game Destiny?
Webb?
No, I'm off it.
Madison,
you give it up?
Destiny?
I got the patch.
Mm. Oh God,
I haven't even got Tinking King thing, whatever. I got to level 7 3 years ago. Was it 2 or 3 years ago?
Has that game been out that long?
It's out.
Webb's like no, 4 days.
Webb, I'm surprised Webb is not like nut hugging it still because you were on its cojones for a very long time after we all told you to stop.
Yeah, but you were on its cojones in the beginning as well.
Before,
it just took me longer to get off.
I was on its cojones before it came out, And then after it came out, I tried to force feed myself that game, and then realized that it was a shit game, and they ripped us all off.
Well,
wait, were you playing Taken King?
I played Tang Ting Ting.
Ting Ting.
I played Tang Ting Ting for like 2 hours and already burned through that whole storyline. So I was like, it's more of the same.
Yeah, no, I couldn't get past level 7. I knew that game was shit before I even bought it. I only bought it because the PS4 was white.
Now, here's a rumor.
Wow, do we need to unpack that one a little bit?
Well, when you get a little inebriated, it all just comes spilling out. And the Jews.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
And then how Hitler.
Long, yeah.
Exactly. How long did I have to wait for a white one?
Yeah.
Made in America, not by them Asians.
That's why I don't have a Keurig yet, because they don't make a white one.
I've been hearing that so much at work now. Keurigs. That's so terrible. Anyway.
Actually, I wish I would have held out for the old school gray.
Oh, the 20th anniversary?
Gunmetal gray.
That one's so pretty.
Rumor has it that Destiny 2, yes, you heard me right.
No, I know.
Destiny 2 will not make an appearance until late September 2016.
Wait, yep. This year?
Yep.
So now this is just rumors, Corey Matthews. This is just rumors.
I feel like I need to play the Adele song.
Hello?
Rumor has it.
Terrible. According to Kotaku, who's very reputable.
Yes.
Exactly. Sure. It's been delayed out sharply to September 2016 release windows. There's been alleged leaks of official court documents that are pointing towards Destiny 2, even though Bungie has never actually come out and said, hey, there's a Destiny 2.
But then they're coming out with that one Tom Hardy game and Tom Clancy, whatever.
I was going to say Tom Hardy. What? Bane's single player story or something? Okay.
Tom Clancy or whatever.
Bungie said it will be focusing on events like Sparrow Racing, of course.
Tom Hardy's Siphon Filter.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Tom Hardy's The Division.
That's it! Tom Hardy. That's what I'm talking about!
So, if these rumors come true, that there is a Destiny 2 coming out, and soon, by the way.
Yeah, this year.
This year, soon.
Oh, my goodness.
What is Bungie doing? What is your company doing, Corey? Bungie is
this
your...
This is not my company.
No, thank you.
I have severed ties.
No, thank you.
I'm now a 343 studio.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, why would you even have documents circulating in the world that there's a part two of this coming out? Of a game that you said is supposed to be around for how many years?
10.
10 years. There shouldn't even be a napkin around your company that says Destiny 2 on there.
No.
No. Like, unless it's saying Destiny 2 as in, hey, we should play Destiny 2. Or
yeah.
We should can Destiny 2.
Exactly.
They
like,
know
as well.
That they can't keep you playing for longer than a couple months, so they need to keep getting your money.
Yeah, but like a whole new
somehow.
One?
But then keep doing
hype it.
Expansions.
Marketing.
Don't come out with...
Marketing.
It's that's upsetting. As a gamer,
and if they're and you said they're focusing on Sparrow Racing, that's going to be their big headline.
Other updates,
yeah, but that's
going to
be their that's going to be one of the bigger headlines.
Sparrow Racing,
yeah. You don't like Sparrow Racing?
I'm going to give you two
I
words.
Did try
I can
it.
See businessmen. I'm going to give you two words about the next. Destiny.
Have you guys seen Star Citizen?
Sparrow Racing.
Mic drop.
Labyrinth.
Meeting over.
Lunch.
Labyrinth.
Yeah, lunch is on me, guys.
Chicken chaser.
What do you guys want?
That's
Chick-fil-A.
I mean, it's. It's terrible. Now all these people that spent all their money on emojis and what was the dances called? Are they emotes? Yeah, emotes. I mean,
yeah,
you're gonna get screwed over because part two is gonna come out and it's gonna be amazing.
God,
it's gonna be everything you wanted in part one.
You know they're gonna have a lot of proving themselves to do.
Oh my gosh, it's so upsetting. Destiny's also doing this thing for Valentine's Day where they're changing all the trees to kind of a pinkish red hue as well, everybody. So get your loved ones and go
sweet.
In there and, you know, do whatever.
You got 1 minute, Mr. Carter.
I'd like to say thank you to the Academy again for not having any black movies in the... I'm boycotting. No, actually, I just saw that for the first time. I didn't realize that was a thing.
That's a thing right
that's
now.
That's freaking ridiculous.
What, are you saying you want another color purple or something, Aaron?
Yeah.
Actually,
now that you mention it, yeah. If we're going to remake movies in Hollywood,
let's remake The Color Purple. Is Whoopi Goldberg dead yet?
No, she's still out there.
Damn it.
She's a billionaire.
Oprah's you gotta wait. You gotta wait.
Same yeah. actors. Sorry. Let's just redo it.
Yeah, just redo it.
Run that one back. Yeah.
Is Whoopi Goldberg dead yet? No, damn it.
Line
right,
of the night
wait.
Right there.
Danny Glover, what you doing?
Exactly. Nothing. Yeah. You're not doing Lethal Weapon 8, so.
Because well. He's right. too old
Here
for that
go.
Shit.
All right, up.
Thanks for watching, everybody. For Madison Mata, Corey Vinson, the real David Webb that's a thief, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, let's get that reboot of The Color Purple going, like, right now, before they all die off.
Let's go.